is National Drowning Prevention Week in Canada. And this year, the occasion hits very close to home for us here in Kamloops, given the tragic drowning of a TRU international student earlier this month. 27-year-old Jatin Garg was trying to retrieve a volleyball from the water at Overlander Beach. Linnea Grace is, she's been following this story. She's the executive director for the Life Saving Society in British Columbia and the Yukon, and we have her on the line. Linnea, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so glad that you were able to join us. In light of this tragic drowning of a TRU international student, what's your reaction when you hear a story like that, when it was just such a simple and beautiful day on the beach playing volleyball and it turned to tragedy?
Well, first and foremost, our hearts go out to the family and friends of the person who unfortunately drowned. My first thought is that this is something that is preventable, and that makes it even more tragic.
How would you say this could have been avoided?
There are a number of ways. One is that, of course, we advocate for greater signage around dangerous waters. We encourage public municipalities and districts to put in public access life rings and life-saving equipment. We always encourage life jacket loaner stations. And of course, you know, for each individual to understand the dangers of moving water, and that just because you may be able to swim in a pool doesn't mean that you will be able to handle the currents and other hazards of fast-moving open water.
Okay.
As you mentioned, it is National Drowning Prevention Week, and today's theme is actually open water. We know that 67% of drownings occur in natural bodies of water in Canada.
We spoke with the fire chief after this accident happened here in Kamloops. He said the city has signs near the river warning of the danger. He also said flotation or rescue devices are not made available because they'll probably be stolen, and the city could be held liable. What do you make of that?
I would say that, you know, you can't put a monetary value on a life, and that I would urge the city to do all they can to put in and install life-saving equipment so that we don't face this tragedy again. And the cost of losing a life is much higher.
What are your concerns with the signage that's near the river? I haven't been down there myself, but I have seen pictures, and a lot of it has been, you know, spray painted over. And I mean, there are some warning signs, but they're not in great shape. So, you know, obviously you see cities or beaches where this is done, you know, as well as can possibly be expected. What could we learn from those communities?
Sure. And, you know, first, I do want to commend the city for having signage in the first place. But it's important that that signage is, you know, kept up, that it is, you know, clear from graffiti, or, you know, it needs to be clear and easy to understand and read. And for that reason, we always recommend signage that has clear infographics.
What does that mean?
So it means like it has a symbol on it that is easily understood by the public, no matter what language you speak.
I see. Okay. What about the liability concern by making rescue devices available?
Yeah. Again, we believe that you cannot place there's no value that's too high for a life, and that the amount of senseless deaths that could be prevented by this equipment far outweighs any liability that could be there. You know, Thompson River is the river in BC that has the second highest amount of drownings. There have been 11 drownings there in the past 10 years. And think of the deaths that could be prevented in the future.
Okay, so why do you think that is? Is it because our methods of signage are not good enough, or is it just a very dangerous river?
It's a very dangerous river. And so, you know, you bring up a good point, because education is really crucial for people. And we saw that in the CBC article, too, that we are calling for the onus to be on individuals as well. And, you know, we encourage people to take caution when it comes to these fast-moving bodies of water, to understand that the hazard of jumping into a river with such strong currents is much higher than, you know, other bodies of water. We encourage people to ensure that they take swim lessons, that they, we always recommend life-saving training. The life they save may be someone else's, but it also may be their own.
Only one beach in Kamloops is staffed with lifeguards. What changes do you think could be made in terms of lifeguarding near the rivers and Kamloops, especially on beaches that are quite popular, like the Overland Bridge?
Yeah, great question. You know, we'd recommend a comprehensive audit to know exactly what's needed. That's an aquatic safety service that our team of experts could provide. We always recommend that beaches are lifeguarded. And I'll share a stat with you. Less than 1% of drownings in Canada occur in lifeguard supervised areas. So if there are areas where people are swimming more, I would urge the city to look into options they have to provide lifeguards or other safety layers of protection. And again, in some cases, you know, it may just be deemed this area is not safe for swimming at all, right? There are too many hazards, the current's too strong. And in that case, again, we do recommend better signage.
All right. I'm not sure where you're based out of, but the Overlanders Beach is right underneath the bridge. So people see it as they drive over the bridge. It's sandy and it looks almost tropical. It's so beautiful. The downfall is that there's a very steep drop off when you go into the river there. I mean, sometimes, like, what would you say the solution is to this? Because this kind of tragedy has happened in that very same spot before.
Well, again, better education, better signage, perhaps a campaign within the city so that the citizens are aware of this extreme hazard, and limiting access if possible.
So fencing it off or something like that?
Potentially, depending on the area. But again, you know, that's not always possible. So ensuring the signage is clear and easy to understand.
All right. Linnea, I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Linnea Grace is Executive Director of the Life Saving Society in British Columbia.